That's why it's okay.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Elizabeth, and we're actually on the air today.
We're on the air.
although Tuesday, did make it on.
Tuesday, not on the air.
Not on the air at all. As much as Elisa valiantly attempted many different strategies, and I even, in my own little sad way, tried from my end, there really wasn't any way around it. And then we didn't know if we would have any functionality later on, and our schedules were so crazy that day, it would have to have been about 9 o'clock in the evening, and even then we didn't know for sure. And I think for the first time we made the decision together, it's okay not to have a show. And I think in almost 4 years, we've said, you know what, it's okay. And the time that we would have had on the air, we actually had a conversation. Usually we have a conversation on the air, like we're about to right now. Right, because I was starting something good. Right before our theme song, I just had to get this little realization. So we had this wonderful conversation.
Yes.
On Tuesday, just like the good old days when no one listened to our show. We used to talk like that all the time. Remember the good old days when we got no calls, no hands raised. We were so busy on the air these days. And it was just this wonderful opportunity to catch up, and we had a lot to talk about. And something kind of lingered with me after the conversation, and I drew a conclusion, very much influenced by the personal number that I'm in, the personal year that I am, and the number that goes with that, which is the 9. It's about endings, and I came to a realization, and of course, I didn't have a chance to tell Elisa the realization until 5 seconds before we just got on the air now. But it was wonderful to have the conversation, and great that we're back and everything's in working order. Now, you just told me, so you've been at work since 6:30 this morning?
Yeah. We were supposed to be here earlier than that, but both of us, like Anna woke up late, and I slept through my alarm. We have a pretty big job that has to be finished and FedExed 2 day, overnight, whatever, by this afternoon. And we don't usually do FedEx, but so we've had a lot of stuff to do. And it's just me and her for right now. And she's going to take a break and pick up our other friend who usually helps us out. But it was good. It was like, it's nice and cool. Well, I don't know how cool it was, but it was quiet this morning, and we got quite a bit accomplished. And I kept looking at the clock like, oh, what, is it time to go? Is it time for me to get on the show? Because we're still wondering if Blog Talk's functionality was going to be on today.
Right.
But so I've had maybe 4.5 hours of sleep.
Oh, girl.
We pulled not an all-nighter last night, but we stayed pretty late yesterday as well. I think tomorrow's going to be a me day. I'm going to see if I can get a haircut, a little pedicure. And
yes, my friend. That's so funny. I was thinking of eking in a pedicure later today. Isn't that funny?
Ah.
You and I are always, we are always doing the same thing. It's hysterical. Good. And you know, you work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Or relax hard, or sleep hard, or whatever it is. Read hard. Work hard, read hard.
I was reading like nobody's business.
I was reading like, oof.
You know, actually, I do have some work to do. I'll probably put together like final touches on my presentation I'm giving on Saturday for my fraternity. It's on motivating volunteers.
And what's
interesting is I had a good conversation with a dear friend of mine, my friend Roy, who called me. He called me. We were just texting all back and forth, just saying, hey, and he had a really, you know, just some good questions to ask as he's going through a transition, or he feels like he's going to be going through a transition with his work and living situation. And it was just really good stuff to hear, you know, to hear his concerns. You know, anytime you may be up for a promotion, but it's in an environment that's kind of stressful or that's not so, I don't know. I feel like his environment is actually in some major transition and change with different management coming in. So already, you know, there are people who are being let go. There's, you know, new things being put in. And those are always, I guess if we were to look at, oh, I want this promotion, I want to move up, but you want everything to be kind of, you know, smooth and easy, and you know, I want it to be in this area, and everyone's going to love it, and it's going to be great. And instead, you know, the reality of it is when you get moved up, and you know there's some funkiness going on in your organization, you really don't know what to expect. Like it's that the reality and the heaviness sometimes of the new responsibility, and so we have to change it around. And I've with especially with my friend Roy, because he's so wise on so many things, but yet, you know, he's age-wise, he's young, and he's also had just very limited, this is again because he's young, just a limited experience outside of, say, the military, you know, which is what he's used to. So he's very straightforward, and he's just been aware of how short he's been with a lot of situations, and he's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that guy that's kind of stirring up the pot. But I said, you know, you're anxious, and it really brought home a lot of how I felt when I first got into the corporate world, and I was probably around his age, and I felt like stuff just wasn't happening fast enough, and you know, people weren't seeing things, and you know, these are simple solutions, and why does it take so long for a change to happen? You know, these are ongoing questions that we tend to ask. But now when you're in a different situation, like to have the spiritual awareness to know how your energy is going to be put in every day, I said, you know, you just by you being present, sometimes being in a new situation, you can really gain their trust and their confidence by you just listening, like because you know what it's like, and it's in a department that's typically I guess if it's not managed well, everything it's a service industry basically, and if you know, say like if housekeeping is disgruntled, how big of an effect is that going to have on your clients?
Right.
So I said, you know, you just have to really look at how your attitude is going to be, and you know it's going to be there's going to be a lot of just disgruntled probably personalities there who probably are used to having a manager who is just trying to play their own game of moving up. And I said, he's had to deal with that. You know, he's had to deal with people not giving him straight answers. And I said, so now, you know, you can't pass that off and do the same thing. You can't just say, oh, well, there's a lot of stuff you don't know, a lot of changes in place. Because that's true every day of the week. You know, it doesn't matter if your company is being bought out or sold or whatever. Some people just need to have that, you know, just give me an answer. You know, let me know what I need to be doing, or you know, give me something, not, well, you know, there's nothing to do. I can't tell you anything because that, I don't know. I think he's over that kind of attitude. And I said, so now you know not to pass it along, not to pay it forward that way and do
right.
the same thing. So there are ways of changing things around you know, for all the things that he's been upset about and the lack of professionalism, I said, now you get a chance to show what it is. to be a professional. And
yep.
And regardless of what other people are doing, because I tell you, if it's new management, I mean, he's already seen, you know, the heads are rolling. And, you know, it's a different game. It's always a different game. But just to have that conversation, like, oh, man, this is some stuff that I need to think about when I'm talking to, you know, doing my presentation on Saturday with motivating volunteers and seeing how, you know, it's really, it's not just managing, you know, people. You know, it's a little bit more than that with motivating.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone can relate. Everyone's been in a workplace environment where there's not a lot of motivation. It's just not even mm-hmm. the paycheck's motivation.
No, and the energy could be so heavy.
Yeah.
Just a morale or no morale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be very divisive.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that's, look at you. She got stuff going on.
I do.
Love it.
It's been good, but yeah, I'm like, I need to get some sleep.
Sleep is good.
I know that much. I wanted to say hello to Havertown and Raven. They're in the chat room, and in fact, Havertown has asked if we could pull a message for her.
Absolutely, and it's funny, you know, we were only off. Unable to get on the air on Tuesday, and because we're so used to not being able to get on, it feels weird. It feels like we were off for like weeks. Right?
It threw me off too. It threw me off all day Tuesday. I thought it was Wednesday.
Yes, me too. It's weird. It was just really, the only exception was that you and I just got to have like this long, wonderful conversation.
Oh, it was good. It was very good.
Because usually when we talk, everybody hears our conversations. But yes, I thought
that. You should have picked up some bread and milk on the way home, dear. Just
yes, dear. But I've definitely felt that the conversation stayed with me, and then just hearing what you talk about the numbers on the air, particularly the 9 with endings, and I'm like, oh, this is why I meant that poor behavior was okay, because it wasn't okay. It just means it's over. Yes.
Yeah, you're 9. It's so true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So... Interesting.
Not just mess around. Really, none of them really mess around. It's just, you know, like when it's time. So clear.
Yeah. I love it, though. I like the 9. It takes a little getting used to because there's no gray with the 9. It's
no.
So clear. It is so clear. So just to get used to that clarity and then to embrace it, and then make it work, because I think you do that with all the numbers. You really make that work for you, or you work with it.
Yeah.
I'm learning to work with the 9 and to embrace it and to not feel blindsided, although that's the illusion, but to see the clarity and all of that, which I am so clear. And it's like, yeah, why continue something before it actually really started? Like, ooh, thank you for showing me what I need to know, what a time saver,
yeah.
You know, on to the next. So... that's why poor behavior was just fine. And and the only little thing I'll just say to you, Alisa, because I know we're both busy, is that also, I'm not going to name names, but also that party had a week to apologize. Mm. And I didn't get no apologies, so that tells me, okay, I know everything I need to know.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm good. All right, so let's pull a message for our dear friend, my Philly cheesesteak. My Havertown. All right, I'm ready. So, Michelle, you know what to do, baby girl.
All right, type it in. So I'll
type
see
it
you.
In.
Type it in. All right, here we go.
Okay, the number for this is 810, and the message is, while in the crossfire of chaos and reaction. Remain compassionate. Understanding this act of service refines and lightens your auric field. I'll read it again. While in the crossfire of chaos and reaction, remain compassionate. Understanding this act of service refines and lightens your auric field. So I'm curious what Michelle has been a witness to or what's been near her. If there's chaos or she's seen people kind of knee-jerk reactions to things. Very interesting. So, And what did I say the number was? 810, right?
Yeah, 810. And, I'm still trying to digest that message. That's interesting. You never know what's going on.
But just with the
number sequence, 810, we'll start at the beginning with the 8 being the big picture. Well, big picture in terms of manifesting and like kind of reaching certain goals, and knowing what to work for with knowing that you've been working towards it. And that's a big motivating factor, the number 8. It's, it is manifestation, but it's also the motivation to manifest. And you're, you know, gathering your resources and that's where you're moving, from to the 1, which is you, and that's direction. So all these ideas and the work that you've been doing, it's being very, very focused. And I know this all has to do with spiritual stuff for our friend Michelle, because that's the sort of person she is. And then direction goes from the 1 to the 0, which is back to source. And I almost feel like the... Even writing it out, it's like from big to small.
But
small is not that small. You know, it's more like from big to blending in with everything else, with all that is, really. And you're the filter, and that 1 is the filter of what it is you're wanting to manifest, things you've already manifested. And then so to go back to source just means like you're getting yourself grounded again. To live in a world in our world where, you know, we have our things and we have our realities and there's stuff and there's ideas that inspire us to create more stuff, to get yourself grounded is helpful, because then it's like the best of both worlds, and it's not so heavy. It doesn't have to be so heavy. But it just gives you that little touch of reality, like, oh yeah, yeah. And I'm here, you know, I'm spirit, but I'm also here. And, you know, the filter of your being, which is that 1, just, I want to, you know, the word that keeps coming up here is, it's more like I wish I could like take the picture in my head, but the word is about, I guess I keep saying, just say grace. For some reason, grace is that word, where when you're being that blended being, with your spiritual awareness and you're living your life, that sense of grace is what you need. So that it's not so much the extreme where, you know, the people around you are like, oh, your heads are in the clouds, and but yet you are coming up with all these great insights, and you want to share them, but then you have to pick and choose who to share it with. And in all of this, it's like you're fine, you know, obviously you're fine. But the filter then is to take those high-minded, lofty ideas and some of the internal goals that you've reached, and then how to bring it back out into the world. But right now, this is going from the world into spirit. And then I have a feeling, you know, obviously, it cycles back out again. Oh, she just typed in my guardian angel's name is Grace. Hello.
All right, girl. I love it. As the clouds part and we hear the chorus, good for you. I love that. Look at you. Let me get my popcorn, put some butter on it, keep going. Good for you.
Just stay great. That.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and sometimes this, you know, we get these nudges, and this happens or it used to happen a lot with me. I used to just kind of wonder, like, why? And now I don't wonder anymore because it usually means something to the other person.
Right.
There you have it. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that that message makes sense. I mean, that's a number sequence, but that's a pretty big message.
It's a big message. It's very applicable to, I think, many of us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah.
Our silly friend.
And I want to say hello to, we have another guest, and to Candy. Candy59 is in there. But we also have two hands raised.
Okay.
So let's hop on to it.
Yep, let's take the call.
Area code 703. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this? Hello?
Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
All right.
Okay, let's take the next call and we can go back to that one.
Quiet. All right. All right, now we have area code 713. Hello?
Hi, Alicia. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Candy.
Hey, it's Candy. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, and we've spoken with you before, correct?
Yes, you have.
Okay, we need permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
All right, honey. What are you needing today? What's going on?
Just a general, please.
Sure. Okay, so you know the routine. You'll hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
Say pick, and we'll take it from there. All right, I am ready, guys, when you are.
Pick.
Okay. And the number for this is 247.
Okay.
Okay, who's laughing?
Me, Alicia.
Okay. I love it. It's like number humor. It's so cute. I love it.
24/7.
I love it.
247. 24/7, 365 days, you know, whatever.
Okay. This is the message that you picked, Candy. Shifting may wear the mask of rage, grief, and despair. You are simply saying goodbye to dying patterns and mourning what no longer serves you. Boy, we've had two deep messages back to back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'll read it again. Shifting may wear the mask of rage, grief, and despair. You're simply saying goodbye to dying patterns and mourning what no longer serves you. 247. Is that resonating for you, Candy? Like, are you
oh,
right
yeah.
Here?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
yep.
good.
Yep.
It's good. It means that if you can see it for what it is, then it's not what it is anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Tuesday, I had just worked with another person to work on my inner child that was 8 years old when my father died.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Wow.
Yep. So I just released all that just like 2 days ago.
Wow, and look at the message that you picked. And mm-hmm. space is has been and is in the process of being created. Look at how much you are in the space and prepared to receive. And
right.
I would say that this is a preparation time to receive.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
Good work. And I want to know what Elisa's getting from this as well.
Well, you know, my initial chuckling was at the whole 247, 24/7.
24/7,
you know.
Yeah.
24/7. Oh, I'm so silly. I didn't even get that.
That's what I was chuckling about. And Candy, you know, you've been doing a lot of spiritual work. You know, she was the one with mm-hmm. the throat stuff.
Yes,
know?
I am.
Oh, that's
yes,
you. Okay. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Me.
You've been moving lots of
yeah.
stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to go through these great, you know, epiphanies and digging deeper, you know, that's that message, even though, you know, 24/7 is kind of, you know, funny, it, yeah, that for you, that's probably what's really happening. It's like you're
right.
always,
it is.
You're,
it is.
You're really doing
yes.
a lot of stuff all the time, even when you're sleeping. Probably you probably have some very vivid dreams.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. And so mm-hmm. with this with this number sequence, you're taking your steps, like the even numbers are the beginning, the 2 and the 4. The 2 deals with, we talk about partnerships and cooperation. It also talks about taking care of the details.
Like, okay. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where you're starting off from, you know, those little mm-hmm. details. And then it goes into the 4, which is a central number here in the message. And the 4 is your plan, your not only your plan, but also your foundation, the foundation mm-hmm. of who you are. And as you're adding more and more to your spiritual depth, this foundation is solid. It's saying, you know, you're taking care of the details. There's so many things that you've already picked up along the way, and everything you're learning now, you're augmenting, right? You're adding to it, but your foundation
right.
is strong. And that's why when you have to go within, which is the next number, 7, it's almost like doing a home inspection, just checking
right.
the structure. So when you're going within, you're actually looking at your spiritual structure. And it's not that you have to look for anything wrong. It's just you're seeing your
tweaking.
Own integrity.
Tweaking.
You
know? I'm tweaking stuff. I'm tweaking.
You are tweaking things. You are
yes.
tweaking things. And you don't have to be like, let's take a sledgehammer and check the walls. You know, you don't have to do that.
Right.
It's
right.
You can be very, in fact, you know, you really need to be very gentle with yourself, because a lot of the things you're doing, it's so transformational that's going to be enough. That's all you need. Whatever's happening with you right now, even if it seems a little crazy, it's exactly what you can handle because of your foundation, okay?
Right.
So with this 24/7, where it may feel like it's constant, I mean, in a way it is. Our growth is always happening. Our growth is constant.
Right.
So just take it, take the as gentle a road as you can in as many areas as you can, because the transformations may not always, of course, definitely with that message, some of the transformation is it doesn't look like it's going to look to be very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mask, it's a mask, like it says.
Right, it is, yes. Well, I'm going to add to that about the partnership. I'm working with a couple other people, building on to some things for the spiritual things that are going
right.
on. Some, you know, projects and things, we're building on to it, and we're getting things, you know, ready to be put out there. So
good.
I understand that, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Great messages today, ladies.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got your relationships and your working relationships with those people, it's also indicative of the inner work you're doing, you
yes.
know?
Yes, it is.
So it's
yes,
very
it is.
Reflective of both ways. So this is
right.
good. I mean, you know, you've actually asked for the help. You're getting the help. You're using it, and you're applying it. So
yes.
this is
it's come a long way from 111 down to 247.
Oh well, you know, every number sequence is important. It's timely.
Yes, yes, it is. Okay, no. Thank you, ladies. You have a blessed day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work. Wow. That
yeah.
was that really hit home.
Yeah. It's like 24/7 is kind of funny.
That is funny. Now I get it. Like if I said 7-Eleven, I get it now. Okay, I get it.
I get it now.
I'm a little slow. Takes me a while to figure things out. Oh,
all
my
right.
goodness.
Let's try 703 again.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens. So 703,
okay.
Just so you know, I'm going to unmute you, which means you're on the call. Which means...
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sabrina from Stone Mountain. Alyssa, this is Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey,
okay.
I just walked around Stone Mountain for the first time.
It's hot out there. How'd you like it?
It's very hot out here. It's very hot out here. And I just realized that I'm going the wrong way. I got to turn around. but anyway, I was calling to get a reading.
Okay. So, Sabrina, you know the routine. So let me let you guys know when I'm ready for you. And whenever you guys are ready, I am. So here
sure.
I am. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the number for this, Elisa, is 305.
Oh
my goodness.
You are kidding.
No, I'm, no.
No, you're not. Sorry.
That's okay. You want to hear the message, or do you want to tell us about your...
I'll tell you. I want to hear the message, yes.
Okay. This, again, we are three for three with the deep messages. Here's the third one. You are no longer under house arrest. You're not... Okay. I love it. You are not bound by false imprisonment. The fence spikes are diamond-pointed entry into your vortex.
Ooh.
Damn, that's deep. We've never read this message before. I'll read it again. This is the first time reading it. You are no longer under house arrest. You are not bound by false imprisonment. The fence spikes are diamond-pointed entry into your vortex. 305. That must hit home because there's a whole lot of reaction there, which is great. That's fabulous. I'm glad.
My maternal grandmother and her twins' birthday is 3/5.
Wow.
Well, that energy is definitely around you, which is...
And the imprisonment, as I mentioned before, I just got divorced after a 30-year marriage.
Wow. And the thing is, you guys have to, more so myself than Elisa, I kind of disappear energetically. So I have to be reminded who went through what. So, but that just bodes well for the verification and the authenticity of the energy, because there's no way I would remember that and how you picked your message. So look at that. This is really right on the money for you.
Yes, it is, and I'm excited about working with Elisa with the numerology, my son and I, and
yes.
I apprenticing into an energy naturopathic transition career. So,
there you go. You're ready. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So I'm going to turn this over to Elisa, but that's Keep doing what you're doing. This confirms you are on track.
Thank you. Okay. I was gonna ask. I can go online and get this, right? Because I'm out here in.
What you mean? You mean download the show?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. You can download it. You can go to our homepage on Universal on Blog Talk Radio.
Universal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that should be the. They have the last five shows.
Okay.
It's also on iTunes, by the way, if you have iTunes.
Okay. All right, Elisa. I'm ready to hear what you have to say.
Well, Elisa says, now, the 305, I love that you had that reaction, and I love that it's a birthday. Because that's a good connection. I was also thinking, well, maybe she was going to Miami or something, because, you know, that's an area code. But
my goodness.
I know.
I love it. That's why we love her, people. Go ahead.
Mr. Worldwide says. Anyway.
I know me.
For you, Sabrina, the zero is that central number, and I think that's the number we'll start with. Because that's everything. That's source, right in the middle of all of this. And on either side of that, there's a 3 and a 5. And both of those numbers, they're odd numbers, but they're also energetic numbers. They have to deal really with how your energy is moving forward and moving out. So on the one hand, the 3 is about your communication and your connection to source, and how you express yourself in all your different ways. And as you're making this transition into a naturopathic spiritual lifestyle, and I believe you are in the government, or you're doing something different.
Exactly.
Different, right?
Yes.
So it's not like you have to get rid of all of that, because you're going to be able to relate to a lot of different people. But now you're adding another layer to your skill set. And it's a lot deeper. It goes a lot deeper. So that's the three going into that source, so going back into source. And outside of that, when you go through source as you're doing now, as you're studying, you're apprenticing and all that, the five on the other side of this sequence is really how you're going to be relating to others on a more on an adventure level. Like, this is your experiences with people. And so it's not just your expression, but now the five is adding this additional, I think a five is, well, five is definitely about growth and changes, but, you know, there's just a lot that you're not going to be able to plan out. You have to be, open to the experiences and how they come. As much as you want to plan it and you try to keep it within a certain scope, that five says, well, maybe not, you know, maybe there'll be something extra in there. And, it's that little adventure that you're not sure about, but in the end, like, you're usually glad you had the experience, because then it allows you to work with the unexpected, which is always how it is. You know, there's always a constant change. But, you know, the whole sequence adds up to an eight, and that's manifestation. This is how you're reaching your goals, is by knowing how to work your energy, knowing what that energy is and how it affects other people and how you respond to other people in different situations. I mean, it's really indicative of everything you're going through with the divorce and all that. I mean, that's a big change, you know?
Yeah.
Making these changes from your work life and your home life and creating something different, it's scary. It can be scary and overwhelming, but then there's a thrill about the creation of it and what you're actually experiencing that you're allowing yourself to experience. So,
and my birthday is 05. My birthday is 10/1005. I forgot to say that. So this is very, very, very deep and spiritual and powerful for me. I just feel like this reading has allowed me to have a heaviness that I have been carrying lifted.
Nice.
Mm.
Good. Mm.
And you allowed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just facilitators, but you really, that's just showing you've done the work and you're continuing to, it's all about the work and the process and the journey and being present and loving discovery and falling down and getting up again and falling down some more and getting up again and making space for a wondrous life. And you are now at the precipice of fully receiving that without having to cut parts of you off to take care of other people.
Mm. Yes.
And now it's about you.
Yes.
And adapting to that used to that.
I embrace that. Yes.
Yeah, and getting used to that. You know, you have to kind of retrain yourself on a cellular level to focus on you.
Definitely.
So good for you. That's great. You're in a good place. Yes, and thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to more updates from the two of you. It's great that you guys will be working together. And
Yeah,
it's wonderful. And Elisa's doing more and more teaching, so your timing couldn't be better.
I'm excited. Elisa, I will listen to hear from you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You ladies have a great day.
You do the same.
You too.
Thank you.
Stay cool.
Bye-bye. Take care,
Thanks.
Sabina.
You
yeah,
too.
Good to
okay.
hear from you.
Bye-bye.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That, and, you know, just embracing the work and not resisting it or being afraid or being mad at it, but just embracing, like, I'm ready.
I know.
I love that spirit. I love that spirit and that approach. That's everything. I love it.
Well, we have a couple hands raised and a question in the chat room and somebody hovering right over my shoulder. Hello, good morning.
I wonder who that could be.
Anna.
I know. Who could that be, that pesky bumblebee? It's a pesky bumblebee. Anna Banana, we love you.
I love you, too.
Where's my woman? Where's my money? And where's my other woman?
I've been very blessed to have been connected and doing work with several very, really cool clients. And I have one in particular that could be a big change for us, not only just us on UER, but
just some other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling some resistance, not on my part and not towards me necessarily, but just in the group that I'm working with. It's almost like a push me, pull you. When I'm ready to go, they're saying, wait, hold on for just another minute. So I thought I'd bring this out and just get some other external feedback, you know? So if you guys would pull a message for me, that would be great.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, just with the energy, because we don't sugarcoat it here with anybody, the energy is, the word that's coming to mind is trepidatious.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes, the energy, wow. And I don't know, somebody, I don't think it's you. There's somebody in this circle, something's going on that isn't being revealed. I think something personal is going on involving some sadness. Something's going on. Be interesting for you to kind of observe what that, maybe you know what it is. But there's a sadness, so the lines are getting a little bit blurred.
Yeah.
And it's not the Robin Thicke CD. The lines are getting a little blurred. So and your nature, and I can relate to this. We, and it's so funny because when I was on the phone with Elisa the other day, I said to her, I give everybody the same amount of rope. And what they do with that rope is up to them. It's up to them. So they can make a beautiful macrame rug, or they can hang themselves with it. So, which means we're in our nature, we're very trusting, and we would never change that because that's what keeps us fresh, innocent in a way. Although we could be jaded, we choose not to be jaded. We choose to be true and open, and to give others that respect. So there is a little bit of trepidation. There's some sadness going on with somebody, and tread lightly. But that's what I picked up, and let's pull a message for you. I'm ready when you guys are.
And actually, I just, my thing is, you know, I'm investing some time and energy in this, and would love to know, because I'm all about foundational work, and my belief is
be
with
careful.
This group, they're very spiritual. This is a spiritually based thing that's happening, and I'm kind of just kind of like, wow,
but
I've been told that it's kind of stop go.
But interesting duality, which exists in all cultures, spirituality being a, let's just call it a culture, right?
Yeah.
All cultures is that free will. And you could be as spiritual as the sky is blue, but there's spiritual egoism. There's spiritual divisiveness. There's still, you know, and so the intent, you know, the intent of politics can be very beautiful.
That's what I felt stepping into the group. There was something going on.
Be careful.
I felt sadness, and then I feel like there was other things happening before I stepped in, and that's why I was asked to pull in. I'm sort of a neutral party, and my energy is high, so high, and I'm ready.
And it's contagious.
Yeah, and so... It's like they want me to be there, and when I'm there, we get things done. But the moment I step away, it's like everything gets put on hold.
Right.
But anyway, yeah.
Right. And it could be like a double-edged sword, because the thing that they – I'm just going to read this off the teleprompter. The thing that they adore you for is the same thing that they may vilify you for.
This is odd. Yeah, I mean, they're different energies in the group,
right?
And there's sort of a not a resentment but a thing that I'm I'm there, because it's almost like, wait, this is mine, and I was supposed to be doing this, and
right. There's a little bit of that.
Happen.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, and also. And not from the same person that's the sad person, but somebody else very internally. It's almost like a testing. Someone's testing you. Oh, Lord, let's pull a message. Oh, my goodness. Because the energy is very – I know nothing about this, and it's like off the chart.
You've hit it, though. I just want this perspective. I, I'm feeling it myself, but, you know, yeah. I love to read things by you guys. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm ready. So you just say when you want to pick.
Pick.
Okay.
I
okay, the number for this is 276. And here's the message. To those on the awakening path, you are not crazy nor ill. You are a mirror reflection of the earth and cosmos shifting while interconnecting. Wow.
Wow.
276. I'll read it again. To those on the awakening path, you are not crazy nor ill. You are a mirror reflection of the earth and cosmos shifting while interconnecting. So
I got
you're
it.
Awakening, but if you're going to be perceived as other, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
it's a reflection.
No, I get this. This is, I get why I created this.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's like the two extremes of, it really is externally the two extremes of what I have been working on for the past 8 years.
There you go.
Think about where I started in this grief and the sadness.
Yes.
And then one of the things that I talk about is keeping the ego in check.
Right.
Whoa, that's huge. I just got that. I was like, whoa, these are like huge mirrors for me to go, this is exactly where you've been.
Right.
Like, this has been your path and your journey. And this is showing up for you for me to appreciate
right.
where I am now.
Fabulous.
And how I'm going to handle this now right. and how I can be in this now.
Exactly.
Can this be a success? I look at it as, yes, it can be a success. And I'm being a co-creative person in something that has already been co-created. So how do I want to step into this?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, yeah. Thank you. You just woke it up. Yep, I got it. Thank you.
That's how we blend it. And what's we're blending it. And the number, 276, what do we get for that?
276, yeah. Central number here is 7.
Mm-hmm.
7 is that quietness, you know,
mm-hmm.
the introspection. So while there's a lot of stuff happening around you, and in fact that number 2 leading into it is your partnership, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the internal stuff is where, you know, It sounds like there's just so much other activity
mm-hmm.
that for you to get pulled out of that, out of your own grace and your own work that you're doing internally, can really it can be disruptive on all levels. So
mm-hmm.
the 7 is just to remind you to stay grounded, stay focused,
mm-hmm.
also. And then on the other side of that is a 6, which is that community, which is really part of what it is you're creating, not that you're
right.
wanting to create, but you know, Anna creates all these different communities. But knowing your place and also your, well, I guess your place, but you know, just what you can contribute and where is crucial, because you're not the entire community.
Right.
Neither is one other person. It's a number of people. So having balance, which is the 2, and the 7 is the introspection and the wisdom to be selective with where you put your energy.
Yes.
And how far into the community are you going to be on this day?
Right.
That's the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the whole sequence ends up being a 6, which is still about community and also about love, but also nurturing. So some things will take time. And in fact, the message was an interesting scenario of, you know, earth and the cosmos, so earth and air, and just the natural things that have to happen, you know, in the earth just being earth, you know, plates
mm-hmm.
are always moving, there's tectonics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then there's, you know, and that affects the air, and the air affects the earth. So as these things are moving, these different weather patterns, you know, it's like, I mean, sometimes we don't want the rain, but we actually do need the rain.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So let it work itself out.
Yeah, I've stepped back until,
yeah.
I don't do until I'm asked to do it.
Right.
I'm prepared.
Good.
I'm ready. And the moment they're saying go, then I'll do what I need to do. Also, I, you know, part of me is like, well, maybe I should step out, but I feel like if I step out, this whole thing, not that it'll collapse on itself. I don't want to say that, but I just think it'll keep spinning and not moving forward. So I feel like that's the reason why I was brought in, to allow it to finally take its place and do what it needs to do. But yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Cool. We love you.
I love you too. All right. I shall leave you to your radio show. Thank you
okay.
so much. Love.
Well, yeah, keep us posted with that. Please feel free to call on the show. We're on three times a week.
Oh, well, good to know.
Bye, darling. Bye. Oh, I'm so glad we were able to talk to her about that, because that's a lot to consider and to sort through. So glad that we were able to have a little conversation. All right, so I know we have a couple calls, and we can stay on to take care of everybody. I'll leave it up to you. I'm not as hard pressed with the 9:30, so I leave it up to you. So you tell me what you want to do. I'm here.
All right, no, that's good. That's because I just got my boss looking over my shoulder, but I think she'll be all right. I'm listening to the show. All right, so we'll do a couple phone calls, and then back to the chat room, and then one more phone call. I think that's how it's going to go.
Let's do it, girl. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Doing it.
Erica 330, hello. You're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi,
is that Marguerite?
Hi. This is Marguerite.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
Oh, what's going on, baby?
I just listen to you girls all the time, I tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing with me. I just was agreeing with all of your messages today. Wow, really powerful,
yeah.
Strong.
Yeah.
And Anna, you know what you're doing, so. yeah. you're welcome. I sent a message to Elisa yesterday about numbers.
Oh.
And I actually got an answer from somebody, which was kind of confirming what I was thinking, I guess you would say.
Okay.
That I was getting sequences of numbers.
Oh.
For, well, I usually do, but certain numbers you always, you remember.
Sure.
Like birthdays or something. But this one was kind of, okay, it was 7/17. And I thought, well, okay, 17 would have been the date. Not 7, the month. So I just figured, okay, it was just a way of my daughter saying, 7/17. But I was getting it for months before that date.
Right.
By the 18th, it had stopped. And I thought, this is just strange. Mm-hmm. And I tried not to think about it
right.
too much. So a couple of days later, I had put something in somebody's message saying, all these sevens, everything was a 7/17, or the flight number was, everything was just, it was all around that plane that something happened
yes.
on 7/17.
Right.
So I have another number that now that I am seeing, and I circled it in my calendar just to see.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much, for me, I didn't get any other, I guess, clues or anything. I am just seeing numbers, and mm-hmm. And I guess it's just for me to know that this is, for me, an easy way for them to show me things, to, mm-hmm. acknowledge it. Okay, here's that number. Just keep an eye on it. We're not going to tell you anymore. Just
yeah.
So for everything that's going on, it's kind of like they're puzzle pieces. You're getting a little bit here, but you have to wait. It's not kind of like...
Right.
Everything's going to happen right now, right? And
right.
A lot of them, your callers today especially, I am, every day for the last couple of weeks now, it's been when I wake up, before I even have anything to drink, water or anything, I am getting immersed with this energy. It's just so overpowering. That's all
mm-hmm.
I can say. It's just intense.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can describe it is if I have had a pot of coffee and my insides are literally just so shaky, and I'm laughing because people are like, what can I do? And I'm like, the only thing I do is just breathe and make sure I'm grounded, and then just make sure that I'm just here and that
you're
like,
present, right?
What should I be doing over there, and it's just, you have to be in that moment. You can't think what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen this afternoon.
You'll lose your mind, right.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's and some people don't realize it, and I just thought maybe I'd just say it and help them along a little bit. So.
Wow.
That's well said. Yeah, it's just like the message that we just pulled for Anna. You know, it's exactly that. And you got that right. You got that right on the money. And thank goodness you are so self-aware, connected, and grounded that it's just part of the journey that you have your shock absorbers and your seatbelt on. Thank goodness.
Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes
and that's
I
it.
Think I need
that's
a parachute it. Because it's, you know.
And a parachute, right.
Down. So, yeah.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on that. And it's, mm-hmm. and it's you know, it's like a little, it's a little bit of an opening that you can recognize.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then that, mm-hmm. that will continue to expand because it's almost like more, it's like a scavenger hunt. More clues will come their way.
Exactly.
It's a scavenger
exactly.
hunt. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
just
kind of looking
receptive.
Forward to not having anything on that day happen because to have something that traumatic happen.
Yes,
and
but
then
let's not,
being,
but let's
so
not, but we don't know.
I am looking forward to, you know, like a nice celebration. So I'm
yes,
hoping that in a couple months somebody's going to say something that's going on. Yes.
Right, but it could be anything. So don't even, just be, it's hard to be neutral, but just be neutral.
Yes, exactly.
Be neutral. And,
yeah.
And just step back a little bit, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Elisa,
yeah.
Are you going to say something?
Marguerite, you sent me that message, and we had a really crazy day evening last night. So I'm glad you mentioned it because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I completely forgot about that. But part of what I was getting when I read your message, because she sent me a Facebook message about it, I mean, the numbers are always significant. I mean, they've always been significant for everybody, and especially for people like you, Marguerite, because you understand them. You understand the energy behind them. You know, these are signs, and if it's something where, you know, you just have to, you learn it in your own way. So sometimes knowing what some energies are behind the numbers, that's one thing, but being able to predict and to tie it in with a world event, that may be a little more difficult to do, obviously, but the energy behind it, you know, in hindsight, you can kind of put together some things, but it's more about, it is just like for them to just give you these messages and signs so that as you develop working with them and working with that energy, you begin to understand what those interpretations are for you. So I think it's, I hate using that word, you know, oh, it's a premonition, because a lot of times the energy behind that then is I got to keep an eye out for the bad things that could be happening. And tie it, and then that's going to be my story. I'm going to tie it together.
Right.
You know, the bigger picture is that, you know, there are changes happening all the time, and for 717 to happen, you know, to know what the sevens are and to know what the one is, and to really, like, I like to write them out. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to write them out. I do that when we're on the show. I write them out, and I look at them as well as understanding the energy behind them. And visually, you know, what does that mean to have a seven on either side of the one? And then if you tie it in with a date or whatever was happening, the energy behind that bigger picture could give you an idea of, maybe, you know, them giving you an idea also of be aware of these things, or how are you going to respond to them, or how have people responded to them? You know, there's been a lot of, if you pay attention to the news, there's a lot of, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of instantaneous stuff that happens right away, or comments that happen right away, and a seven ultimately has a lot to do with being using your discernment, using your best judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
when we spread misinformation without understanding everything, without really studying it a little bit more, that's where, you know, the mass hysteria comes up, and then you end up getting people on, you know, who build up their viewpoints on either side. So there's still a lot of misinformation coming out from that incident.
Right,
you know?
And I don't like to refer it as a whatever. I just say accident.
Right.
With quotes, because, you know,
yeah,
what was
yeah.
it?
yeah.
And I don't, it, just like you, I don't like the word premonition. I just put knowing in there. I just, you know, it's a number that came in, and I just, that's it. I don't, you know, put anything else on it. So if they want to tell me more, I'm always open. So.
Absolutely. That's how it works.
Yep.
Wow. Well,
no, there's some good things happening because you're just open to so many things. And I get that's why so many people are wanting, or so many, you know, entities are wanting to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers are a good way. And as it's like dream interpretation, you know, the dream interpretation, we can come up with different symbols and archetypes and things like that. But the meaning of it and the significance of it is really what's going to be significant for you and what you put together.
Yeah. Yeah, my dreams are a whole different show, so we don't want to go there.
Oh,
yeah.
I
mean,
definitely.
That's when I do a lot of my work, you know, work at night when I'm down. And people are like, why are you so tired? Well, because I was working last night.
Yeah.
And I literally am. I can feel myself doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay, well, thank you so much.
Of course. Good to hear from you as always, sweetheart.
Well, have a great day, guys.
You too, sweetie. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay,
so we probably got cut off, but we can keep speaking to whoever's waiting for us. So
all right, just a couple more calls, and then we have to pull one message, and then that's it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do it. Area code 617. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
Caller, who's this? What's your name?
My name is Jean. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Is it Jean or Gina?
No, Trina.
Oh, Trina. I'm sorry, darling.
Okay.
Have we spoken with you before?
A while back.
Okay, great. So we need permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's going on? What are you needing?
I was calling about my boyfriend's mother.
Ooh.
She's in the hospital, and I was wondering about her, and also I wondered about my relationship with the guy I'm with as well.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. Does she have oxygen or on a trach?
Yeah.
Or a trach?
Yeah, she's on an oxygen tank now.
Yeah. Okay. She's tired.
Yeah.
She's tired. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
She's tired. Yeah. Just, you know, the what I'm getting is that you just tell her, you know, what's her first name?
My name's Trina.
No, what's your boyfriend's mother's name?
Oh, Rita, I'm sorry.
Rita, I was going to say Rose. Okay, Rita, okay. So just say, Rita, you got this. It's up to you.
I keep telling she's a strong black lady because she seemed to be a strong lady.
Yeah, but it's up to her. It's up to her. She'll call the shots. Because sometimes if somebody assumes, if somebody puts on someone else, you're so strong, you're so this, it's kind of an expectation. It's not that she's weak. It's just like, Rita, you got this. You call the shots. Yeah.
She's just tired because everybody won't leave her alone, let her rest.
Exactly. Let her rest. Thank you. I'm getting that she just needs to rest. And it's going to be up to her. It's going to be up to her. She's going to decide that. Because okay could be like, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yesterday I thought she was done. For real.
Well, yeah, it's up to her. But do you understand?
I understand what you said.
I know you, so if you just put it out to her, because we know she's strong, but if you put it out to her, you got this, and I'll respect however you want to deal with this. That's
just
the hard part.
Just tell her that?
Yeah.
Just tell her I respect you, whatever you decide, because I know you're a strong lady.
That's right, and I love you, and I want you to rest. Get your, you know, whatever you need to do. And just I respect you. You got this. And that could mean anything. It leaves it up to her.
Okay.
It leaves it up to her.
So what about the dude I'm with, our son? We gonna make it, right? You see us gonna make it through. And thinking.
I love Trita. What Trita wants, Trita wants. she's like, he's gonna stay with me, right? You know what? Focus on being a united front with him for his mom, because he's so vulnerable right now.
Uh-huh.
This is pushing a lot of buttons. You know, how could it not? But regardless of the relationship he's had with his mother, and I'm getting that it's been very up and down in the past.
Uh-huh.
Right? It was like a roller coaster.
Right.
And the thing is, you are a primary female in his role. So right now, be neutral, just be his friend right now. Just have his back, be loyal, be supportive, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. He's a good guy, but he's very wounded right now.
Because of his mother.
Because of a lot of things.
His mother and his sons, his kids. And
there's a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff going on, which I don't even want to open up that Pandora's box. That's why,
really?
You know what I mean? Let's keep it simple. Keep that box. Don't open that box. Keep it closed.
Because I know he's going drama with his baby mother.
Let's leave this alone. Let's just leave it. Let's keep it simple. Don't buy into things that don't belong to you. Be a loyal friend. Send good energy for his mom. And keep the energy pure. When you open up that Pandora's box of the children and the mothers of the children and all of that, it's taking away from the peace that his mother needs right now and the grace and the refinement that makes you special to him. So keep yourself, stay in your lane on this one for right now, and just focus on what's really important, and that's just getting through this serious issue with his mother's illness.
But she's going to pull through, though.
I can't tell you that. It's going to be up to her. I can't decide what she's going to choose to do.
Oh.
It's up to her. You follow me? I can't say that. I would never assume that
right.
role. Yeah. So I'm going to turn
right.
this over to, it's up to her. I'm going to turn this over to Lisa to see what insight she has for you, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Trina. Yeah, it sounds like some of the questions you want to know, like there's so many other things happening right now that
like
to ask about the relationship with the...
Yeah,
with,
because I feel that he was cheating on me with his baby mother. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, but I don't even want to go there.
I just want to
respect like this sacred space right now for his mom. Because you'll deal with it.
I understand about his mother's situation and everything, but I was thinking about myself, too, because there's so many diseases out there running, and I was wondering if
you... Well, then if you're wondering that, then you guys need to be tested for STDs.
Oh, yeah. I've been tested. I'm fine. You're fine. I'm just saying, I was wondering, is he cheating on me? That's all I want to know. Is he seeing somebody else besides me?
That's a different question, though.
That's a totally different question.
Oh,
totally
wow.
different question.
You see what I'm saying? That's it. So usually it's, you know, there's always other questions, but we're saying regardless, the first two questions you asked, one was about his mom.
Right.
And then one was about your relationship with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, we're actually at the end of the show. We have one more thing to do, but listen to what Elizabeth was telling you just to keep it simple. So you're not like, oh, and another thing. So, I think the priority here, I think, yeah, you should be the priority, you know? So take care of you, too. But in light of the two questions you asked us to begin with, it was about other people and you. So
right. In
light of what you need to do, like, you know, with the mother and with the son, that's what we can tell you, is just to keep it, like she said, stay in your lane. Don't open up other boxes of trouble.
So y'all can't tell me if he cheated on me or not.
Not now.
No.
No, but you can give us a call back, and we can just focus on that, because because there's a lot right now. I can't tell. Or you can, you know, call in another show and maybe they'll have a perspective. But yeah, right now, I can't tell.
There's another show I can call next?
There might be. I mean, just go take a look at the schedule. You know what I mean? There's so many different shows on Blog Talk. You can, or Universal Energy Radio, whatever. Get a perspective. But please feel free to call us back. We're on 3 days a week, and you can select that one particular question. We can see what the energies are like for that. Right
so
now, I
are you going? Are you on tomorrow?
The next time we're on is Sunday.
What? Oh, Sunday? What time Sunday?
9:30.
9:30 in the morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
That would be perfect, because that's the anniversary.
Perfect. But, give us a call. Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call then, and let's see what the energy is like. But right now, the energy is so intense, I just want to leave it the way that it is right now.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Yeah.
I understand perfectly.
Yeah, great. All right, but give us a call back, and we would love to talk to you again, sweetheart. Absolutely.
Thank you. God bless you both.
All
thank
right,
you
beautiful.
So much.
Take
all
care.
Right, thank you.
Take care of yourself,
you too.
For real.
You
okay.
Too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Boston.
All right. We do one more, and then we have to pull a message for our friend Carrie, and she'll listen to the archives, and then we're done.
Okay, great.
Woo. Hello.
Right?
Hello, caller. It's
Hi, we're back.
Is this opulence?
It is opulence.
Yes.
Hi, darling.
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you both doing?
We're good, sweetheart. So, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm all of that and all of that. And I'm happy that you all stayed on longer today. I called in to say hi and give you my love, but since you're here longer, I thought I'd ask for a message.
Okay, it was, of course, our pleasure. Let me just load it up. All right, guys, I'm ready when you are. Okay. Wow, interesting. No number on this one.
All right.
Just a few don't have numbers. As roots reaching their ground swell and defying gravitational pull to be buried, your life force overshadows all to blossom into expression. We have had one heavy message after another. My
Seriously.
Goodness. Wow. I'll read it again. As roots reaching their ground swell and defying gravitational pull to be buried, your life force overshadows all to blossom into expression.
I so, love it.
That's so perfect.
Yes.
You don't even
I accept it. I am that I am. It's beautiful.
It is. Thank it's you. Like seeing the blades of grass through the concrete in the city. You know, like it's just defying everything and just claiming its gravitational pull, its inspiration to express. And that's you in a nutshell.
And I'm from the nutshell. nutty in, nutty out. Thank you both. How was your trip?
Oh, it seems so long ago. it was a much needed break. I had so much craziness ever since I've been back that I almost forgot about the trip. But it was lovely to be with family and to be with Alisa and her friend Barbara. It was really, really lovely. So we had a great time.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
All right, darling. Call us back and look forward to the next time. Have a wonderful day.
I shall, and both of you as well. All of
Thank you.
Listeners too.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, so what are we doing now?
We are going to pull a message for our friend,
Carrie.
Okay. And I just want to give you an update with our friend, Miss Tessa. She got the job.
Yes!
So she had just said that. She wasn't able to call in, but she got the job. And I told her, you know, maybe she can call in on Sunday and we can do something next show. We can pull a message for her. But she got the job, and I was so happy for her.
Oh, I love that. Yay!
Good updates.
Love the updates.
We'll pull a message for Carrie. And she just wanted to, she didn't say anything in particular, just pull a message.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is for our friend Carrie.
Okay. All right. The number for this is 239. And the message is, as a witness to chaos, step aside and act as a filter for compassion. You are ambassadors of the light, and your vocation is to shine brightly. Heavy
wow.
is as heavy does. My goodness, heavy. That's crazy. I'll read it again. Wow. As a witness to chaos, step aside and act as a filter for compassion. You are ambassadors of the light, and your vocation is to shine brightly.
Dang.
239.
That's a nice one, though.
That's
wow.
a fabulous message. I like that because it kind of makes sense. You know, with when we were speaking with Marguerite earlier?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's all that, the chaos and the heavy energy and the uncertainty and just the unpredictability of everything. This message really kind of addresses that.
Mm.
It's a good way to end the show.
Yeah. And 239, I like that the last part of it, well, I like all of it, the last part of it, you are ambassadors of the light.
Yes,
and I like
ma'am.
That because at the end of that sequence is a nine. And nine
yep.
is like, we talked about that because you're in the 9 year, but nine is also about just like giving back. It's, you know, being so much of the big picture that it isn't about having to take stuff, but about just being and in a sense, really giving back, sharing your wisdom. And that's what, you know, shining your light is the same
right.
thing, sharing your wisdom.
Right.
And as you go through that, it's a two and a three. And again, a three central number, figuring out your energy and how you're going to express it in all the different
right.
ways. Can the two leading up to that is just again your partnership and your understanding of how you can be with another person or with other people. So this connection and this understanding of yourself and at least one other person, understanding your energy and how all that affects everything. And then in the nine part, it's about sharing that energy with everybody. You know, and not that you have to individually reach people, but just by being and by being open. And I love the message about standing aside, acting as a filter of compassion. I think that was a phrase.
Yeah.
That nine is also imparting some of that wisdom.
Yeah.
Knowing because you've been around it a few times now. So it's just picking and choosing. And but a lot of it is just letting it flow. You'll know in the right time what has to happen.
Right.
So that's a great message for Carrie in particular, because she was even saying, oh, yeah, my internet's being a little weird, but she'll listen. I'm so glad. That's such a good message for all of us. But hope
for all of us. I'm so glad we were able to stay on for a few minutes longer, especially since we didn't have a show on Tuesday. So this
I know.
I kind of feel like it kind of we're back on track with the week. Now I feel like we did a show on Tuesday because we had a longer show today. And what a pleasure.
Wow.
Great show, great busy show. And I know you have a busy day ahead at the studio with Anna, so
yeah.
I'll let you get to it. Love you. And for more on Alyssa and myself, check out our website, which is lawofattractionblend.com. We are back on this coming Sunday at 9:30 United States Eastern Standard Time. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. We have great shows, hosts, and programming 7 days a week. And in the meantime, remember to...
Follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something.